A glass of water. A glass of water is what I drink while writing a blog post. Maybe two if I'm stuck on something. It's basically nothing. It's a menial task. But when AI drinks a glass of water, it's a crisis. You've seen the headlines. ChatGPT uses a bottle of water every 20 questions. Scary stuff. Bad robot. Planet dying. But I had a thought last night. When we talk about the water AI uses, we include the water used to train it, the massive data centers, the cooling systems, the whole life cycle. So why don't we do the same for humans? I should note, I'm not asking this to defend AI companies. Trust me, we'll get to how fucked up their practices really are. And I'm asking this because I want to actually answer the question fairly, with the same rules for both sides. So let's do the math. The numbers for AI. Let's start with what everyone's mad about. According to Google's own reporting, a single Gemini text prompt uses about 0.24 watt hours of energy and roughly 0.26 milliliters of water. OpenAI says ChatGPT uses around 0.34 watt hours per query. But hold on, researchers at UC Riverside found that US data centers actually use way more water, somewhere between 10 to 50 milliliters per query, depending on location. Arizona's data centers in the summer, they use about 30 plus milliliters. Google's numbers are a global average that includes facilities with better cooling. Let's be fair and say 0.3 watt hours and 10 milliliters per email length response. That's the operational cost of an AI. Now training. GPT-3's training used about 1,257 megawatt hours of energy and evaporated roughly 5.4 million liters of water. GPT-5 is estimated at 100 times bigger, call it 500,000 megawatt hours and 540 million liters. It is pretty insane. That's enough to power a small city for a year. But let's do this properly and amortize it. ChatGPT handles about 1 billion queries per day. Models get replaced roughly every 6 months, if not sooner. So that's about 182 billion queries per model lifetime, per query training costs. And if we do the math, we get about 2.7 watt hours per query from the training costs and about 3 milliliters per query from the training costs as well. So training adds almost 10 times the operational energy cost per query, but it's still pretty small in absolute terms. So in total, for an AI writing an email, we get roughly 3 watt hours of energy and 13 to 53 milliliters of water. The numbers for humans. One second, I need to plug my laptop in. Now let's do the same thing for a human writing an email. Your brain uses about 20 watts continuously. That's 20% of your entire body energy consumption just to keep thinking. Here's something I didn't know until researching this. When you're thinking hard, like writing an email, your brain only uses 5 to 8% more energy than when you're just sitting there doing nothing. The brain is weirdly flat in its energy demand. For a 10-minute email, your brain uses about 3.5 watt hours. Your whole body uses around 15 watt hours, about 12 to 14 calories. You'll drink maybe 25 to 40 milliliters of water, though you drink that anyway, which we'll get to in a sec. So the immediate cost of a human writing an email is about 15 watt hours and 30 milliliters of water, already worse than AI, but not by much. But wait, we counted AI training. Where's the human training? You weren't born knowing how to write emails. It took roughly 22 years of food, water, housing, and education to produce an email-capable you. God, that sounds capitalistic as hell. The water footprint of food production, because agriculture uses 92% of humanity's water, comes out to be somewhere between 30 to 65 million liters over those 22 years. That's the water it took to grow those crops, raise the animals, process the food, everything you ate to become you. Vegetarians, you're at the lower end. Beef is absurdly water-intensive. But even at half the water footprint, as we shall soon see, you're still using way more than a robot. Sorry. Energy is similar. When you account for food production, it takes about 6 calories of fossil fuel energy to produce 1 calorie of food. Housing, transportation, and education. You're looking at roughly 300,000 to 460,000 kilowatt hours of embodied energy in one adult human. Now we amortize, just like we did with the AI math. How many emails does a human write in a lifetime? Let's say you do about 500 meaningful cognitive tasks per day, emails, decisions, creative works, whatever, over a 43-year working career. That's roughly 8 million email equivalent tasks. Over a 43-year working career, that's roughly 8 million email equivalent tasks. Amortized human training costs per email turn out to be about 4 to 8 liters of water and 50 watt hours of energy. And add the immediate operational costs, and one human written email costs roughly 65 watt hours and 4 to 8 liters of water. The comparison. Oh, just to recap, the energy per email for an AI is about 3 watt hours, while for a human it is 65 watt hours, and water used per email is about 13 to 53 milliliters for AI, and 4,000 to 8,000 milliliters of water for a human. Humans use approximately 20 times more energy and approximately 100 to 600 more water per email than an AI. Vegetarians use the same amount of energy, but closer to 50 to 300 times more water, still losing to the robot. Wow, that is something, huh? But is this comparison fair? There's a real argument it is not. And a human exists whether or not they're writing an email. You breathe, eat, think, exist. Should we attribute all of that to an email? If you didn't write it, you'd still be alive and still drinking water. AI only consumes resources when you query it. There's no baseline existence cost. So maybe we should only count marginal costs, the extra resources used specifically for the task.
And look at that, I already drank a water just trying to make this recording after writing the blog.
No human development, no AI training, just the electricity and water consumed in the moment of writing. Energy per email. So with this new approach, energy per email for an AI would be 0.3 watt hours, and for a human it'd be 15 watt hours. Water per email would be 10 milliliters, and for a human it'd be around 30 milliliters. Still a 50 times energy difference, but water becomes close to equal. Both of these framings are valid. Neither is wrong. What this doesn't excuse. None of this math makes AI companies less shitty. Data centers built in residential areas generating constant noise that ruins lives, electricity and water costs spiking in regions where these facilities operate, and water pulled from already stressed aquifers during droughts. And that's before the content these models trained on. Art, writing, code, scraped without consent, without compensation. I've written about my opinions on intellectual property before, and they're complicated and kind of unique, but the way corporations handled this is extractive in the ugliest sense. The efficiency of AI does not excuse any of that. The answer. I started this trying to answer a simple question. Who uses more resources to write an email, AI or a human? And the answer is actually pretty clear. If you count training for both, AI uses 20 times less energy and 100 to 600 less water. If you count training for both, AI uses 20 times less energy and 100 to 600 times less water. If you only count immediate operational costs, AI uses 50 times less energy, and water is roughly comparable. Either way, AI wins, by a lot or by little, depending on how you frame it, but it wins. Make of that what you will. By micro, me. Thank you for watching, or listening, or reading.